So, Chad, give me a little bit of background here. Let me know a little something about you there. I know you did head coach at Seaside.
So the head coach at Seaside in 2016 took over for a coach there who became the principal. You know, we were a young team, but we had a lot of kids that worked hard, and there's a kind of a culture that was established, and it's kind of an easy transition. Year before that, our 2014, I was the head coach at LeGrand. You know, we won a league title, had some good, great players actually, but was just looking to move a little closer to home, which was Sweet Home.
So is that what you mainly like about the area here? Is that it's familiar to you, or was there something about Sayusaw in particular that said, hey, I got to have this job?
You know, I do like the area. I like the proximity to Eugene. So like I said, I'm originally from Sweet Home, so, it's not a, this would be the closest job I've had to home. You know, I don't mind being on the coast. I know a little bit about Sayusaw. I know that Sayusaw has had some success in the past, which tells me that it can be done again, and it's a great place to be.
What is your regiment like with the players?
This summer is going to be kind of a little more rushed than usual summers because I have to finish my teaching contract up here. I'm in Seattle right now, and so, you know, we're going to lift weights in the summer. We're going to do kind of a mini camp, you know, to get the players kind of going with our philosophy, our scheme, and those things. And then we'll get right into it in August. You know, we'll have a youth camp. We'll have a conditioning camp for our high school guys. And, you know, then practice starts and end of August, our first game. So it's going to be a tight schedule, but we're going to be efficient with our time and get things done.
I guess you probably really haven't had much of a chance to look at the opponents coming up this next season, have you?
I mean, I looked at the schedule. I know a little bit about, you know, Elmira, Philomath, and some of those guys. And really our number one focus is going to be Elmira, you know, because that's game one. And, you know, we're going to focus on what things we need to do to compete and challenge to beat them. And, you know, we're going to take every game one week at a time and, you know, not going to look forward. And, you know, I know it's a new league and some new games are going to happen, and that's an exciting thing. But, you know, we've got to get through game one first, then, you know, game two and three, and then we'll get into that league. But, you know, we just got to take it one game at a time and one practice at a time and really focus on ourselves to make sure we're playing the best that we can play and not so much focus on, you know, the other team. Obviously, we want to line up correctly against them, and we want to know, you know, defensively what they're doing, offensively. But the number one focus for me is going to be to get better ourselves and control the things that we can control.
And I know, I guess you plan on making a trip down here in the next couple of weeks to kind of meet with the players and staff and look at some coaches?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm going to come down. It's that weekend of the district track meet, so I know it's a busy weekend, but we're going to come down late Thursday night. I'll be there Friday to meet with the team, and then after that, I'll, you know, be doing those first things that a coach does, you know, inventory, seeing what we need, seeing what we have, you know, meeting with coaches. You know, I'm looking to meet with some community members if possible, also the booster club. And like I said, I'll be at the district track meet both days. And so if people want to come down and talk with me then, they can. And but, you know, I want to be available as much as possible while I'm here.
So on a personal note, have you had a chance to do any house hunting yet, or is that going to be a priority coming up too?
You know, it's definitely been a priority. We're looking, and, you know, I heard it can be tough to find some places sometimes in Florence. You know, when I was in Seaside, you know, big tourist town, it was very tough to find a place to live there. I think Sayusaw is a little bit different, but Florence is a little bit different. But we've been looking, and there's definitely some things available, but... you know, like I said, if people want to come down and talk to me about potential places that they may know of, you know, during that track meet, I'm open to it, you know. We don't just have to talk about football, so.
Well, that's pretty cool. Hey, look, congratulations on the selection there, and thanks for taking the job. It's going to be a fun year, I'm sure, learning as well as some winning probably in there, too.
Yeah, you betcha. That's definitely the goal.
All right, I look forward to meeting you in person, and you know, have yourself a great time and get done what you need to get done and get down here.
Yeah, will do. You know, got to fulfill the obligations here, and then, you know, June 22nd I'm done here, and June 23rd I'll be down there. So we're not going to waste a bunch of time.
Chad Smith, new head football coach at Hayesville High School. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.